See, the message today, it's going to grow. That's what it's called. It's going to grow. Tell your neighbor it's going to grow. You might not see it right now, but it's going to grow. I don't think your neighbor believes you. Tell them it's going to grow. You know, if we're praying for something, believe that's going to happen. And it's going to happen. Believe that. So we're gonna talk about a little bit about that. So that's good. It's going to grow. It's going to grow. And so go to Mark chapter 4, verse 30. Mark chapter 4, verse 30. And you know what? Yesterday we had a great time. Didn't we have a great time? Come on. Give it up for yesterday. We had a great time. It was awesome. We prayed for some people. Things were happening. And understand that we were making history, okay? That was history in the making. You were a part of history because nothing like that has ever been done here in Buckeye. It hasn't been done. No church has ever done that. And so you are a part of history. You are a part of something important that happened yesterday. It was amazing. That was the first of its kind, and it turned out great. And we believe that we're going to do more and more things like that. Amen? We believe that we're going to be able to give away more groceries and more things and things like that. And it only took a couple few of us to do those things. Just a couple few to put in work. Amen? Mark chapter 4, verse 30. Did I say chapter 30? Mark 4, verse 30. And it says, again he said, and this is Jesus talking, again he said, what shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade. Verse 33, it says, with many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using parables. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. So he was using a parable. He was using a story to tell you, to make an example of this. And so what do you say? He said, it is like the smallest of the seeds. In those times, at that place, that was the smallest seed they had, which is a mustard seed. A mustard seed is very tiny, it's very small. And so Jesus was telling his disciples, he was telling the people that it is like a mustard seed. The kingdom is like a mustard seed, and that it might be small. It is the smallest on earth, yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants. Tell your neighbor, I only need a mustard seed. That's all I need. That's all I need. See, to start at this church, that's all I needed. I only needed a mustard seed. You guys ain't getting it. You guys ain't getting it. See, it's funny because when people ask me, well, how long have you been doing this? To describe that, you would have to go way back years and years and years to before this church even started. It was planted years and years ago, even though we didn't start it. Put it this way. If you plant whatever seed it is, okay, for a mustard seed, it takes 10 days for it to actually, you start to see something growing out of the dirt. It'll take about 10 days. And so you don't see nothing for 10 days, right? You don't see nothing. Nothing is there. Now, if you don't have enough faith, you would give up. You would just say, I planted it yesterday, and today it's not growing. I don't know what happened, right? That would be kind of dumb, right? But yet we do that in real life. We pray to God. We talk to God. We ask him for something. And then if you don't see it right away, you're like, it didn't work. I've talked to people that say, you know, I went to church. It didn't work. It didn't work for me. Well, you were doing it wrong. Because it works. If you have a true relationship with God, it works. If you have just a religious thing, it doesn't work. Okay? Now, let's talk about what you do when you're growing a plant. Okay? First of all, you can't be afraid to get dirty. Right? You can't be afraid to get dirty. You can't be afraid of your nails getting like, it's dirt. I'm dirty. No, you can't be afraid. It gets a little messy sometimes. So what do you have to do? You have to get some soil. You got to dig some dirt. Sometimes you got to dig it. Depends on how you do it. But you're going to get some kind of dirt, soil, whatever you might call it. You're going to get a little dirty. You got to get your hands dirty. And then you dig it up, whatever. You plant the seeds in there. And then you cover it up, right? Then you have to water it. And then when it starts to grow, you have to prune it. Whether if you ever seen rose petals before they sell them to you, they take all the bad ones out, right? I used to work in the fields when I was young, and I always worked in so many fields. In fifth to sixth grade, I was working in the fields during the summer. And I was, you know, little kid, big old rake, you know, going down the fields. And our job was to take out the weeds away from the plants, right? You would either pull them or you would rake them, right? To me, sometimes it was much easier to just pull them out. And so when you're growing something, you have to do that. And then some experts, when they're growing things, they like to talk to their plants, right? They like to talk to them. And they say, you got to show them love. You got to show them love so they can grow, you know. You got to show them love. That might seem weird, okay? But they do that. You talk to them in the morning. You show them love. Let me break it down for you. See, whatever you're believing, whatever you're praying for, whatever you have been laboring for, whatever you have been planning in your so-called life, it takes time. Tell your neighbor, it takes time. But here's the key. You have to take care of it. You have to take care of it. Let me break it down for you. I told you how to plant a plant, okay? Now, let's do it in the spirit now. When we started this outreach, this church, when we started it, I wasn't afraid to get dirty. I wasn't afraid to go out there and get my hands dirty. I wasn't afraid to put in work. I hustled hard. I did what I had to do. And even when we were out here trying to build this concert, this outreach, this lowrider thing, right, we passed out flyers. We talked to people. A lot of you guys were going out to your neighbors. A lot of you guys were at your jobs telling your people at your job. You guys were putting in work. So you were sowing a seed for the lowrider event. You were already doing that. You were doing that. You were telling people here, you were telling people here, and you were throwing little seeds that were going to grow. And so you can't be afraid to put in work. Your destiny, your dreams, your job, your family, you have to put in work. You have to put in work. You have to take care of it. Right? If you're going out to look for a job, you can't get discouraged on the first day that it doesn't happen. It takes time. If your relationship is kind of rocky, it takes time. You have to take care of it. Your destination, your dreams, it takes time. It takes effort. Some people have to go to school. Some people have to study. Some people have to start from the bottom and work their way up. It takes time. You can't be afraid to put in work. And then what do you got to do? I said, you have to water it. What is watering? What does that mean? That means you have to keep praying. You have to keep praying. Keep believing. You have to keep speaking to it. Right? You have to speak life to it. You have to speak words of love and encouraging to each other. If it's a relationship, you have to do that. If it's a job you're looking for, then you have to speak it. Okay, God, I know I'm going to get it today. If you don't get it today, that's fine. You keep believing. You keep searching. You keep seeking. Don't give up. It takes time. If it's a destination, if it's a dream, that a vision that you have, that you got to, okay, maybe this was a blockage, but it's okay. It takes time. I'm going to still get, I got to keep believing. It's coming. It's going to grow. It's going to grow. It's going to grow. Right? And this is the hard one. You have to prune it. This is the hard one. Because sometimes we get too comfortable with some of our bad habits. We get too comfortable. And we don't want to prune our bad habits away. When God is telling us, we got to prune some of that. I know you don't want to do this, but we got to do this for in order for you to grow. We have to do this. Some of our bad habits, we have to prune them. Why? Because God wants you to grow. And some of those bad habits will stop you from reaching your destination. And so that's the hard one. You got to separate the weeds so you can flourish. Sometimes that might be bad influences. Sometimes, whatever it might be, but God will begin to speak to your heart. Hey, I don't want you to do this anymore. I know you were doing this before, but this is stopping you from your destination. I want to take you higher. I want to bless you with something, but as you keep doing this, it keeps bringing you down. Those weeds will overpower you and break that beautiful blossom of plant you are. So you got to prune it. And then love. Everything that you do, you have to do it with love. Love changes. Love conquers. Love will cover a multitude of sins. Love. What did Jesus do? What did he do? Love. He did it with love. So whatever you do in life, you do it with love. Don't do it with a bad attitude. Don't do it like, oh, I got to do this. This is what the pastor said to do. No. Do it with love. Do it with love. I had a dream. I had a vision. I had a dream about this lowrider even before we even got into this building. Even before we got in here, some of you guys knew. There was, Brenda was there. There was only a handful that was there with me. And I said, one day, watch. One day. I didn't get discouraged. There was times, yeah, that things happen and obstacles come. But I got to say, no. It's okay. It's going to come. It's going to grow. It's going to grow. I'm not giving up. It's going to grow. Tell your neighbor, oh, you can't see it right now. But it's coming. It's going to grow. my life might seem like a mess. It might not seem like where I want it to be, but it's going to grow. It's coming. It's going to grow. Right? See, what we did yesterday was because of love. It was because of Jesus, because we wanted to show the neighborhood, we wanted to show people love. Come. It was with love. It was with love. We had to put in work, right? Right? We were out there in the sun, and I might look like a little red right now, right? I got a nice tan going on. And it was some of you guys' fault. Okay? Because you guys were cheering on, do the jump song, do the jump song. I'm not a teenager anymore. I try to avoid the jump song. It always comes back to me. Do the jump, do the jump. It's like I'm already dying of thirst out here.
That was a lot of exercise.
It's a lot of exercise. But even though we didn't see it, you got to get in the spiritual round and see what God wants to do in our lives. See, most people see things from here. You got to learn to be spiritual and see what God is trying to grow in your life. How do you do that? By praying, by believing, by reading the word, by spending time with God. He'll grow. He'll grow you. He'll uproot you. You'll start coming up. You'll start blossoming. Go to Galatians chapter 6. We're going to Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest, if we do not give up. What does it say in the end? If we do not give up. In due time, if you do not give up, you will reap what you sow. Now the Bible says, God will not be mocked, okay? You can't sow an orange tree on the ground and expect an apple tree to come up. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Sorry. So whatever you sow in life, whatever your actions are doing, if you're sowing good things, if you're sowing love to people, if you're sowing good works, you're going to reap that. But in due time, if you don't grow weary, if you don't get tired, it says in due time. Believe that. You can't give up. Just like I said, if you plant a seed one day and then the next day it's not all up, you get mad. It's like, oh, it's not growing. I planted it yesterday and it's not growing. It takes time. It takes time. You got to water it. So God says, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So if you're always giving people bad attitude, you're going to reap bad attitude. It's just going to happen. Right? But if you sow love, and even though they give you bad attitude, first of all, it's going to make them even more mad because you're all calm and collective. I love doing that. Okay? When people get all upset and it's just like, ooh. You keep your calm and collective, it makes them even more frustrated. Because they're like, they want that reaction. They want you to be mad. And if you don't get mad, it's sometimes you're just like, that's right. But if you're sowing bad attitude, if you're sowing those things, that's what you're going to get. If you're sowing a good attitude, if you're going out there, and you got to understand sometimes, a lot of times when I go to the store or when I go to restaurants and stuff, they look at me, and I'm not wearing a suit most of the time. They look at me, and they think, oh, this guy's a punk, you know, he's going to treat me bad and all this and whatever. And so they try to give me bad service all the time. But you know what? I don't let that bother me. I still greet them with a smile. I talk to them nicely. And sometimes when I'm at a restaurant and I begin to talk to them, they just had a stressful day. And guess what? I just made their life a little bit better. Because everybody else was being mean to them. Right? And I'm a big tipper, man. I am. But that's why I don't go to restaurants a lot. Because when I do, I want to have a lot of money so I could just leave it there. And I've gone to restaurants where they did not serve me the way I should have been served and all this, and I still left them a big tip. Put on their God bless. Doesn't matter. Because I am sowing good seed. I am sowing good deeds. I'm doing good. And I know that God sees it. And I know that God will bless me for those things. Doesn't matter what man or another person might say or what they might do or what they might talk about or what they... Doesn't matter. When you plant a plant and you're doing it and you're watering and you're speaking to it and you're saying you're lovely, you're beautiful, you're going to grow great. And somebody comes along and says, psh, that's not going to grow right there. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what they say. When they tell me, you can't do a church in Buckeye. Buckeye's no good. Doesn't matter. I know what God has planted in me. I know what God has planted in this place, and it's growing. It's taken me many years to get to the place where I've been. But I was willing to put in the work. I didn't give up. I was putting in the work. I was putting in the work. I didn't give up. And guess what? This ain't even the start. You haven't seen nothing yet. What you saw yesterday, that's not it. That's not the glorified. That's not even it. That's just a little, that's barely even growing. That's just barely right there. You haven't even seen it blossom to its full possibility and potential. You haven't even seen it. You haven't. It just barely grew. But you, when you saw it yesterday, a lot of you guys were amazed and you were astonished and you were like, yeah, that's great. That is. I thank you guys. I thank you guys for putting in the labor. A lot of you guys, I put you on the spot right there and you guys just came through above and beyond my expectations. I mean, you guys did great. You guys were awesome. You guys were. It only takes a handful to do great things. To do great things. It only takes a couple. That's it. Just a couple people. That's it. Think about it. Our church is smaller than all these other churches around here, but yet we did something that was greater than what they've done. We did. Something that has never been done in Buckeye. It only took a few of us. Coming together for God and saying, God, we'll do it. Yeah, we'll do it. Then I get some preachers that are mad at me. Don't be mad at me. You could have been doing it. You just didn't want to put in the work. But it takes time. Tell your neighbor, it's growing. It's going to grow. You don't see it. But it's going to grow. It's coming. Whatever God has put in your heart, don't give up on it. Don't give up in it. In due time, in due season, you will reap the rewards of those things. Don't give up on it. The worst thing that you could do is to give up. Right when it starts to grow, and then you like, it's just not growing the way I want it to grow. It's just not doing it fast enough. It's just, it's not working. No, that's the worst thing you could do. See, the vision for this church is so big. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. But like I said yesterday, our God, we serve a big and mighty God. Nothing that you do for God is small. Why? Because our God is big. Everything he does is big. Now, other people might see it as small, but look what God can do. Our God is a big God. We serve a big God. We do big things because we have a big God. Yesterday, like I said, was amazing. It was amazing. So whatever you sow in here, whatever you sow in this life, you will reap the rewards. So a good positive attitude, sow love to your neighbors, sow love to your wife, your husband, right? Sow some good things. Give her a flower every now and then. Calm down. I'm kicking myself right there too. God is dealing with me too. Believe that. We got to sow those things. Okay? We got to sow them. Sow good things. Sow good things in this life. And don't get discouraged. Do not get discouraged. It will come. It's going to grow. Water it. Love it. Talk to it. Talk to your life. Talk to your dreams. Vision it. One day you will be there. One day you will get those things. One day you will see that. For most important, spend time with God. Spend time with God. I'm always spending time with God. When I'm driving, I'm talking to God. When I'm sleeping, I'm talking to God. He gives me dreams, and then I wake up, I'm like, wow, that was cool, God. He gave me a dream before this lowrider was going to happen, and I saw all the people coming. I saw it in my dream. And I couldn't sleep. I was all excited. God, you made me excited. I can't sleep now. But it's going to grow. See, it might just look like a bunch of stinking dirt. It might just look like filthy dirt right now. But it's about to grow. It's about to grow. Whatever you plant, it's going to grow if you take care of it. Labored. I've put in work. I've put in sweat. Whenever you do those things for God, whenever you talk to God and you tell him your dreams or whatever, he'll give you some dreams. Or you can talk to God and tell him your dreams and believe that those things are going to happen. Give it to him. Put in work. Put in that work and believe it. Pray for it. Have faith. Matthew 17, verse 20, it says, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will be moved. Nothing will be impossible for you. Nothing. What does the word say? Nothing will be impossible for you. If you have just a little bit of small faith, as small as a mustard seed, believe that. That is very tiny faith. You can do great things. Now, watch that. If your faith, if you say, well, I don't have that much faith, that's all it takes. Just a little mustard seed faith. That's all it takes. Now, water it. Begin to grow that. Begin to grow your faith. And believe how great things is going to happen in your life. In your relationships, if you want that relationship, then you grow it. You got to love it. You got to speak to it. You got to do those things. We started this. We started this. I say we started this, not me started this, but we started this. And it's going to grow. What we did yesterday was amazing, but believe that God has more amazing things in store, and it's going to grow. We got to love it. We got to water it. Those neighbors that came, we got to say, hey, that was cool, huh? Yeah, that was cool. It's going to grow. You can't see it right now, but it's coming. It's growing. You can't see it. Just looks like a bunch of dirt. But when you put that seed in there, believe that it's going to grow. If you're dealing troubles with finances, same thing goes. Same thing goes. Give. Give. Give of your time. Give of your money. Give whatever. Trust God. Put God first above everything in your life. Everything. Has to be everything. You want all their aspects of your life to grow? Then give them everything. Not just a little bit. Everything. He has to be in control of everything. If you give him half, that's whatever half he's going to be in control of. If you give him everything, then he's in control of everything. But believe it. And like I said, you got to prune it. Get rid of the bad habits. When God says, I don't want you doing that no more. I don't want you doing that no more. I don't want you over here or doing this, whatever. Whatever it might be, whatever's stopping you, whatever your weed is that is stopping you from growing, get rid of that. Like I said, I used to work in the fields. So we used to cut down all the weeds. That was our job, cut down all the weeds. So the other ones could grow, so they can blossom. You have to cut down your weeds. That reminds me, I got to cut down my weeds at my house. I'm not growing grass, but I'm growing weeds. But it's going to grow. Believe that. Have faith. Trust it. Believe God. Do not give up. In due season, you will reap the harvest. In due season. We planted some seeds yesterday. A lot of you guys talked to a lot of people. We talked to the whole community. We prayed for some people. We planted seeds. We planted seeds all around the community. We planted seeds. The other day, me and my brother were driving around handing out flyers, and I talked to a guy, and he goes, oh, I heard about your church now. That's cool. I want to go. I heard everybody's going. I said, not everybody, but. He's like, yeah, everybody's going, huh? I wish. Not yet, but it's growing. It's growing. But he was like, yeah, I heard. Remember me? You prayed for me a year ago. I didn't know that was him. I had prayed for him a long time ago. So the seeds were already been planted. I've been doing this for many years. And when people, like I said, when people ask me, oh, well, when did you become a pastor? When did you? That seed was planted a long time ago. A long, long time ago. And I've been laboring. I've been laboring. No matter what obstacle came to me, I was like, I'm doing my job. When you go down the field, it is a long field. And back in those days, I don't even think they do it anymore. Okay? But back in those days, you go down the long field, you're taking out the weeds, you're either pulling them or raking them. And it's a very long field. It looks like it's going to take you forever. Especially when you're a little fifth or sixth grader. Okay? That other side, the plants are bigger than you. The weeds are bigger than you. Okay? You get like right under there. And there's no wind going in there. You're sweating. You can't see anything. You can't see if people left you. I'm serious. Sometimes I'm like, man, I wonder if they're still here. Going down the sometimes there would be snakes passing by. But you kept laboring. You kept laboring. That's the angels dancing. Don't worry. They're like, yeah, he's preaching good. Come on. You kept laboring. See, I kept going. I kept going until I got to the other side. Sweating. Maybe a snake passed by. See, maybe in your life a snake will pass by. Right? Somebody that's a snake, right? But it's all right. You keep going. You keep going. Don't even pay no attention to it. It can't do nothing to you. Don't even worry about it. You keep laboring. You keep laboring. You got to get to the end. You got to get to the end. Do not give up. And at the end of the day was a paycheck. At the end of the day was a paycheck. It wasn't a check. It was straight money. They gave me money. I don't even think I was allowed to work, okay? But I was out there. But I was out there with all the rest of the immigrants, so I don't think they were allowed to work. But at the end, I knew, even as a little kid, I knew that if I work hard enough, if I get through the day, if I get through the sweating and the pain and everything, if I get to the end of the day, there was a paycheck. If you get to the end of your destination, you will arrive. You will get there. Get there. Just labor. Don't worry about getting dirty. Just keep your eyes on the prize. Later on, I know I'm going to reap it, God. I know you said your promises. You promised me, Lord God. I'm going to keep on going no matter what happens, no matter what obstacles, no matter who says that you can't, that I cannot do it or can't accomplish it. I'm going to keep going, God. I'm going to keep going. It's going to grow. It's going to grow. Tell your neighbor, it's going to grow. You don't see it, but I planted it. It's going to grow. It's going to grow. God said it's going to grow. Don't be afraid to get dirty. It's going to grow. Amen? Stand up real quick. It's gonna grow. I don't know what your dreams are. I don't know what your purpose is in life. And I've talked to a lot of you guys, and you guys have a lot of strengths and gifts, all these things. You guys do. I am thankful that you're here. I'm thankful that you keep coming. I'm thankful to be your pastor. I'm thankful for that. And sometimes I ask God, okay, what do you want me to say, God? Because if it was up to me, I don't know what to say. I get like that every weekend. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not going to have anything to say. God, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say, God? Sometimes he doesn't give it to me till last minute. Because I don't know. I can't come up with these things. I'm not that smart. So I got to praying, I gotta be talking to God all the time, and I gotta be asking, God, what do you want me to tell your people? What do you have for them? And then God tells me. So believe that this, he's telling you, it's gonna grow. It's gonna grow. It's gonna grow. Whatever your situation, whatever your problem, he's gonna prune away the weeds. So you can blossom. But don't fight him on it. Do not fight him on it. Don't fight him on it. If he's pruning away a weed, don't say, no, God, I like this one too much. No, God, don't take this one. He wants you to blossom. Don't fight him. Amen? He wants you to blossom. He wants you to grow. Spiritually, financially, he wants you to grow. Your marriages, your dreams, your visions, he wants all those things to grow. All those things. And you can't say, well, it's too late. I'm already getting too old. No, no, no. No. There's no time limit for God. Let him work with you. Let him work with you. It's going to grow.